We wish for things to stay the same. However, everything changes. All phenomena change. There's also the impermanence of the positions or the objects that we consider to be of power. This could be fame, status, wealth. Changes for everybody. For instance, kings. They're kings that have lost their wealth. They're people that have been very wealthy and later on they become very poor. They don't have a dime to spend. There could be people that are very poor that later on in life become very, very wealthy and very, very powerful. It changes very, very easily and it can change very quickly. We see the change in wealth in the stock market. People can develop a great big stock market portfolio, easily to raise a bond for a house. They raise as collateral. And within a few weeks, a few months, all of that collateral could disappear. It could devalue really greatly. Stock market turns, the economy turns, unexpected events. So fortune can really change. It can change very quickly. Sometimes when these fortunes change, it can really cause people a lot of unhappiness, a lot of depression. Some people even commit suicide. The same applies for fame and for status. Some people are very, very famous. But after a while, the merit of their fame wears off. They do something silly. The people or their fans perceive them to have done something really negative. And all of a sudden, they're no longer famous. They're criticized by everybody from all sides. Or even they're no longer important. They become irrelevant, insignificant. We see the changes in power. We see the changes in fame, status, with examples such as presidents or prime ministers. They become very famous of the most important people in the country. But after their term is up, somebody else gets that importance. For some of them, oh, they still have some importance, some fame, but it's not the same. It's not as much. And for many, not many people talk about them anymore. They become insignificant, not important. There's those people at school, very popular. Everybody wants to know them. Later on in life, they might not be popular at all. Or people might not even think about them anymore. And then those people that at school, they might seem unimportant. Nobody takes much notice of them. They become very powerful, very famous, very renowned people. Also, so you see also that the fame, the power, the status, the wealth changes. As Lama Ajahn Khrumbashe said, in his lifetime, he saw many people that were very wealthy become poor. Maybe not even have, only have a few cents to rub together. And some people that were very poor become very famous or very, very wealthy. At the end of the day, if we still have that fame, that fortune, or the fame and the fortune before, how is that going to help us at the time of death? We can't take it with us. It's not going to help us go through the process of death. Maybe it helps us to have pay more hospital bills, or maybe in our last few days have more luxury, but facing death, it's not going to help. Facing death is going to be the same for everybody, whether you've got a lot of money or you don't have a lot of money. You're going to leave this world and you're going to leave it on your own. Nobody's going to go with you. Those that you leave behind can't help you. Your fame, your fortune, your wealth can't help you. In fact, if you still have a lot of fame and fortune and wealth, it could also be the cause of great suffering and unhappiness. As you don't know where you're going in your next life and you have to leave all of the sense of importance, all of your pride and having so much fame and status behind. People think that at the end of the day, when they die, they're just going to let go of all of their wealth, all of their fame, their status. It doesn't work this way. It's not the material things that cause the problem. It's our attachment, our perception of those things. And if we have attachment, doesn't matter how much fame or how much wealth it is, even if it's just a little bowl, one little small item that we hold very dear, hold to very dearly, we don't want to leave behind, can cause us unhappiness and cause us suffering. Really contemplate the impermanence of fame, fortune, wealth. Realize their transient nature. In life, they'll come and go. And even if they do stay for the whole of our life, they're still going to be left behind at the time of death. And what are we going to do to accumulate this wealth, this power, this status, this wealth? And all that negative karma is going to go with us. It's going to follow us like a shadow into our next life, into the bardos. So rather, cultivate a dissatisfaction for all these samsaric things, for all these material concerns, and turn our mind towards the Dharma, turn our mind towards benefiting others, transforming our mind. And if you do have it, it's also okay, but don't be attached to it. Let go of the attachment. Use it to benefit others,